handheld MRI scanners. Yet another stumbling block to practical telepathy is the sheer size of the fMRI machine. It is a monstrous device, costing several million dollars, filling up an entire room, and weighing several tons. The heart of the MRI machine is a large donut-shaped magnet, measuring several feet in diameter, which creates a huge magnetic field of several Teslas. The magnetic field is so enormous that several workers have been seriously injured when hammers and other tools went flying through the air when the power was accidentally turned on. Recently, physicists Igor Savukov and Michael Romalis of Princeton University have proposed a new technology that might eventually make handheld MRI machines a reality, thus possibly slashing the price of an fMRI machine by a factor of 100. They claim that huge MRI magnets can be replaced by super-sensitive atomic magnetometers that can detect tiny magnetic fields. First, Savukov and Romalis created a magnetic sensor from hot potassium vapor suspended in helium gas. Then, they used laser light to align the electron spins of the potassium. Next, they applied a weak magnetic field to a sample of water to simulate a human body. Then they sent a radio pulse into the water sample, which made the water molecules wobble. The resulting echo from the wobbling water molecules made the potassium's electrons wobble as well, and this wobbling could be detected by a second laser. They came up with a key result. Even a weak magnetic field could produce an echo that could be picked up by their sensors. Not only could they replace the monstrous magnetic field of the standard MRI machine with a weak field, they could also get pictures instantaneously, whereas MRI machines can take up to 20 minutes to produce each picture. Eventually, they theorize, taking an MRI photo could be as easy as taking a picture with a digital camera. There are stumbling blocks, however. One problem is that the subject and the machine have to be shielded from stray magnetic fields from the outside. If handheld MRI machines become a reality, they might be coupled to a tiny computer, which in turn could be loaded with the software capable of decoding certain key phrases, words, or sentences. Such a device would never be as sophisticated as the telepathic devices found in science fiction, but it could come close.